What is Texas's secret speech police planning next? It's April 2nd, 2024, and these are your headlines. A new rule being considered by the Texas Ethics Commission could have the commission policing the social media posts of citizens, chilling political speech with the threat of costly and arduous enforcement. So Texas election code generally requires political advertising to contain a disclaimer. You've seen these on campaign mailers, radio ads, etc. Well, the TEC has created several exceptions to this rule. One such exception is online advertising done by entities other than the candidate that does not exceed $100. Well, at their meeting a couple weeks ago, the commission unanimously moved to consider amending that rule at an upcoming meeting to include a requirement that the person or group posting the political message online did not post or repost the political advertising in return for consideration. While this move is ostensibly designed to go after paid influencers who receive compensation for political social media posts, in reality, the rule would open up the commission to policing the social media accounts of every citizen. And of particular concern is that broad phrase, in return for consideration. Well, under this framework, a simple retweet from an elected official could place social media users in the crosshairs of the TEC, which is an expensive and draining process that has turned citizens away in the past from political engagement. Tony McDonald, a campaign finance attorney, says the move is another attempt to shut citizens out of the political process. He said the TEC is now trying to establish even greater power for themselves using a law that has long been declared unconstitutional to target Texans who speak on social media websites and spend less than $100 to do so. And it's those citizens, McDonald says, that are the target of this latest proposal. So this is not aimed at big political actors who have lawyers. It's aimed exclusively at the little guy who spends almost nothing. He went on to say the TEC is evil, the rule is evil, and the results will be evil. And while the commission did not set a timeline, an exact timeline anyways, for when they would consider giving potential final approval to the rule, it could be as soon as their next meeting in June. Texas authorities have arrested 79 illegal aliens on rioting charges in connection with a March 21st incident where a group rushed National Guardsmen at the border in El Paso. New York Post reporter Jenny Terre wrote on March 27th that Texas arrested 9 illegal aliens over the incident and charged them with inciting a riot, damage of property of over $2,500, and assault. Later reported, 2 days after, that a source told her authorities arrested 70 more illegal aliens on misdemeanor rioting charges. At the time, sources said Immigration and Customs Enforcement were keeping another 200 aliens in custody awaiting state charges. However, an El Paso County magistrate judge, Humberto Acosta, decided on Sunday to release them as they await charges, citing the court's inability to hold bond hearings for each of the individuals within 48 hours. It does not appear that these cases will be filed anytime soon, as they do not seem to be in the DA's office. This is a quote from that judge. So if the DA is indicating that they're not ready to proceed, we are going to release these individuals on their own recognizance. Amazing. Texas Scorecard had previously reported on the riot when it first broke out, sharing Terra's initial footage of the aliens stampeding through a break in border fencing that guardsmen were attempting to fix. A National Guard source said authorities confiscated knives and shanks from some of those involved in the riot, and at least one alien even attempted to grab a soldier's firearm during the riot. Several members of the Guard checked into a nearby hospital for minor injuries. Governor Abbott posted on X that the Texas National Guard and Department of Public Safety quickly regained control and are redoubling those razor wire barriers. Abbott also instructed DPS to arrest all illegal aliens involved. Senate Bill 4, which is a state law we've talked about, making it a state crime for individuals to enter illegally, is currently on hold as it makes its way through the courts.
The Luke Mesia Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Mesia, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
In In an attempt to avert due process and confiscate guns from citizens deemed a threat, the Biden administration recently announced a new resource center positioned to do just that. Last week, the Department of Justice launched the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, which aims to provide law enforcement, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, and more with training and technical assistance to keep guns out of the hands of people who pose a threat to themselves or others. In 2022, Democrats, along with some Republicans, joined together to pass the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which, according to the summary, was designed to make various changes to federal firearms laws, including expanding background check requirements, broadening the scope of existing restrictions, and establishing new criminal offenses. However, that law has been criticized for incentivizing states to impose red flag laws. The purpose of such laws is to deny otherwise law-abiding citizens their right to purchase firearms by circumventing the Constitution's due process protections. Chris McNutt, the president of Texas Gun Rights, told Texas Scorecard that Biden is attempting to disarm law-abiding citizens, and Texas needs to lead the way in pushing back against these policies. For more of today's stories, go to texasscorecard.com.